So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, Deep Divers. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. Today is the day that I leave for Hawaii on the next chapter, the beginning of a chapter, the end of a chapter, the, you know, nebulous shifting of energy. And it's been a roller coaster of emotions. It's been up and down. It's been all over the place because I realize that I have been viewing a lot of this situation through the lens of loss. Meaning that as Asri and I have gone through this separation uncoupling process, and I've thought about the new aspects of life that are opening up. These new aspects of potential that I have maybe conceptually understood, but am now actually getting the opportunity to experience. My evaluation of going down a particular course of action has quite often been viewed through the lens of what I might lose. Let me give you an example. The idea of meeting someone, the idea of her meeting someone and developing feelings and intimacy with this other person. When a friend of mine said to me, "What if you meet someone now that completely blows your mind and actually you feel in an entirely different way that you didn't even know was possible because you've been in the same relationship for 10 years? What if that happens?" My entire system contracted. At the time, I felt so scared and resistant to that idea. And when I really sat with that and thought about it, I recognized that the reason why I contracted around the idea of falling in love with someone new, or her falling in love with someone new, and not even falling in love, just someone who's next level amazing, is because of this lens of loss. It's because in my mind, it means that somehow I will have lost Asriya. That somehow our relationship will now be gone forever. There's no potential of, I don't even know what, of being Adam and Asriya. And even as I say that, that's so funny because, you know, we are Adam and Asriya still in this different thing. If you talk to her, she would tell you that we are just breaking down the old constructs of what it means to be in relationship and developing something new, a new paradigm relationship, a way of being still in relationship and loving each other so deeply, and yet not needing that to mean what we and everyone else seems to think that that must mean. And so as I thought about, wow, if I meet someone that I really fall in love with, that somehow I'm losing Asriya. And so understandably, then my system would contract. And why that didn't sit well with me is because what I'm talking about is love. I'm talking about What if I have an opportunity to receive and give love with someone else in a powerful new way that I may not be familiar with at all, and in a way that expands me and causes me to grow, or her in the same boat? And why do I not want that? Means there's a part of me in some way, shape, or form that is pushing love away, that is actually pushing love away out of the potential of my life, saying, no, this is not what I want in my life. There's no potential for this. I'm closing the door. I'm keeping the door closed to this because I'm afraid of what I might lose. Not even knowing that it means that I will lose it. Just, I don't have a reference point. I have never experienced breaking up with someone and the two of us remaining friends. I have never experienced leaving a relationship and still having active love for someone. Yes, the unconditional love of I will always love you, but this is different. This is something else, and I don't even know how to describe it, but I know that I don't have a reference point for it. Pretty much every relationship that I have seen ends, and those people eventually don't talk anymore. And even if they talk, maybe they're cordial. And there are some people who years later are friends. I know that's possible. And even just being friends with her in some ways feels like a loss. It feels like a loss to, and this isn't even about sex, but it feels like a loss to not lay with her and just hold her and be held by her. And the idea of just becoming like, yeah, we see each other, we say hi, we catch up, we have lunch. Like, in a way, that feels still like a loss of some kind. And that is such a, I don't know that that's true, right? There's, anything's possible, but because I can't see it, because I've never experienced it, because I've never seen it happen with people that are close to me, the idea of meeting someone new or her meeting someone new, my mind immediately goes to her and I are done forever in a certain way. And that lens of loss is, I don't know that that's even true. But we have this tendency as human beings to only be able to navigate through the experience of what we can imagine. And so when we're evaluating any decision, when we're looking at what may or may not be possible for our lives, the only limitation is what we can imagine. And for many of us, what we can imagine is solely based on what we've experienced in the past. And so there becomes this desire, this growth edge, specifically around how can I live my life in a way where what I imagine is infinite, where what I'm able to conceive of for my life has no limitation. How do I do that? I feel like that's where the term visionary, people recently, a lot of people have referred to me as a visionary, as I've been designing and expanding my business. They're like, you want to remain in the visionary role. And I've thought a lot about that. And I feel like being a visionary simply means that I'm existing in a state where potential is based off of imagination, not limitation. Potential is not what I've been through. Potential is so much more than that. It's the everything space. And so when I now think about meeting someone else, and Asri and I talked about this just this morning, if either of us think about meeting someone else that we deeply connect with, how can we go into that with excitement and curiosity? And release this idea that it means the end of something. Just a shifting into something that may be even greater than what we've ever known. Perhaps meeting someone else creates some form of relationship between Asri and I that is more of our soul's calling and soul contract together than anything we've had so far. That potential exists, and yet the emotional experience of it is so much different because of that natural human tendency to just look at what we have and say, I don't want to lose that. And so what a journey we're on to begin to look at the unknown in front of us with excitement, to look at the potentials in front of us as the opportunity for something greater than we can even imagine. And what an amazing lens to walk through life with. If we could choose that. And I believe that we're the creators of our reality. I believe, as you've heard me say so many times on this show, that we can create anything that we can imagine, anything that we want. And so I'm choosing, speaking it into existence with you right now, choosing to walk through life with the unknown representing even greater levels of love and joy and fun and play, even deeper levels of alignment. And I release the need to hold on to anything, past, present, or future idea. And so it is. Thank you for listening. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.